those countdowns going in your life, in your heart, in your mind? Countdown where it looks like, okay, now I see the light at the end now. And you create this little timeline. What do you do when God has not met your deadline?
Nothing tests our faith quite like unmet expectations. Hello and welcome to another week of teaching from Pastor Paul Shepherd here on Destined for Victory. When we put God on a deadline and the deadline comes and goes, the enemy shows up and says, "Where's your God now? Why is he silent?" If you've ever been there, staring at the tunnel at the end of the tunnel, you'll want to stick around for today's message from Pastor Paul as he takes us to the life of Joseph to show us the healthy way to handle our challenges. Stay right here or visit PastorPaul.net to listen anytime on demand. That's PastorPaul.net. Or be sure to subscribe to the podcast at Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, or wherever you get yours. Now, here's Pastor Paul with today's Destined for Victory message, Unrecognizable.
The Bible is wonderful in showing us how God sets things up. Before the king is going to have his dream years to come, before that, God is setting something up. So the cupbearer and the baker have dreams in prison. And they wake up and Joseph's taking care of them. He's an excellent servant. And so he notices something's wrong today. Checks in with them. What's up? And they both say, "Yeah, we had this dream, can't figure it out. Man, we puzzled. We just can't believe this happened to us. Same dream. We don't know what it means." And Joseph said, "Well, I got y'all covered. But now, Baker, you sure you want to know the interpretation of your dream?" "Yeah, go on, tell me." "Well, in 3 days, you're going to be dead. So you need to, you know that call they give you? You need to make sure your family knows what insurance papers are. You're going to be out of here in 3 days. Cupbearer, in 3 days, your dream means you're going to be restored to your position." And I love this. And Joseph said, "And when you get there," because you're going to be back in the throne room, "when you get there, remember me to Pharaoh." See, you never have to stop wanting justice. You just can't be preoccupied with it. Here's an opportunity. He said, "Okay, here's a shot. He can do this. Remember me to Pharaoh. Tell him about me. Tell him I'm a man of God. Tell him I didn't do anything to deserve being here. And do what you can to get me out of here." Cupbearer, "Oh man, I'd be glad to do that. All right, man." Just like the people in your life. 3 days later, they send word, he's out. And he and Joseph hug. "All right, man, see you, take care." Now you can imagine what's happening. As soon as this dude leaves, in Joseph's mind, a new count has started. You ever had those countdowns going in your life, in your heart, in your mind? Countdown when it looks like, okay, now I see the light at the end now. And you create this little timeline. Y'all ever done it? You see, you're looking holy. You single people ever said, "I'm going to be married by..." Oh, yeah, no, we're going there. Yes, we're going there. No future in front, and we're going there. "All right, I believe that by such and such that God going to hook me up." You set your date. And that date comes and goes. What do you do when God has not met your deadline? Let's look at what Joseph did. Joseph is thinking, he sets his little, okay, cool. Cupbearer's up there right now. He's probably telling Pharaoh about me right now. All right, so that mean either later today, tomorrow, they're going to come send for me. You know that's the kind of way he would likely be thinking. Oh, we're not told it in the text, but you know that's easily something you can assume a guy in his position. He just asked for a favor by somebody he served very well. And he gave good news to. Why wouldn't you want to hook him up? So he's thinking, all right, he got me. He up there telling him, So Joseph, it's very easy to imagine Joseph starts packing up. I'm out of here. Only a matter of time. He probably going around encouraging other folk. All right, man, get ready, go. Now I ain't going to be here to help y'all like I've been doing. You know, it's been a privilege to serve y'all, but now you're on your own. Y'all got to take care of each other. All right, man, don't get down. Look at somebody who's prone to despair. All right, man, I need you to be strong. Come on, look at me. Be strong, man. You do this time. Don't let this time do you. He think he getting ready to leave. Imagine how he felt. Next day, nobody's coming to get him. Next week, nobody's coming to get him. Next month, nobody's coming to get him. Next year, anniversary of the cupbearer leaving. They're down there having cake. I remember the cupbearer left this time last year. No sign of his deliverance. What do you do when there's no sign of your deliverance? You wait on the Lord, because he knows why it hasn't happened. God has a thing the scriptures call in the fullness of time. You know what we hate about in the fullness of time? It doesn't give us details. Every time you read in the fullness of time, you know what that means? When God's purpose was lined up with your circumstance. And we don't like that. We want God to send us a 5-year plan. Want God to send us, okay, here's what's going to happen. Send us some memos. Send us some updates. Have you ever prayed and tried to pray up on an update? Okay, Lord, so just explain to me what's going to happen the rest of this year. And he says nothing. See, it's one thing. We always talk about trusting God's word, that God will bring his word to pass. That's a great level of faith, learning to trust his word. Take him at his word. But you got to go past trusting his word, and you got to learn to trust his silence. You missed that. I said you got to go past learning to trust his word and learn to trust his silence. I got to learn to trust God when he's saying absolutely nothing. And I'm here to tell you, God can be more silent than anybody you ever met in your life. You praying, fasting. I need a word. Oh, I've tried to, as some of y'all have too, I've tried to bargain with God. I've tried to fast my way into work. Oh, I'm not eating until he says something. Just drink water day and night. Hole up in a hotel. Oh, I've gotten dramatic. Hole up in a hotel. Pray and fast. Take nothing but water in there. Big jugs of water. I'm going to just stay in this room day and night. All I'm going to do is eat. I mean, not eat. I'm going to drink this water. I'm going to sleep. And I'm going to pray. That's all I'm going to do. And I've done it for days. Nothing but drink water and pray. When you get sleepy, sleep. Wake up, pray some more. Oh, God gonna be in here. God gonna say something to me. He gonna come in this room. Probably an angel gonna be standing in front of me, giving me instructions. And I've left that hotel 4 or 5 days later, and God has said nothing. I'll never forget one time early in my California years when I was wondering where the people were that I came out here to pastor. I said, I'm going to go up in this hotel and find out where they are. And my wife, little dutiful wife, she dropped me off, kissed me. All right, honey, I'm praying for you. Came, picked me up 4 or 5 days later. She said, what? So what did the Lord say? Just drive home. Why don't you just drive? Always asking questions. Why don't you just drive somebody off? You know, you get cranky when you ain't heard from God. Drive home. Let me get some soup so I can break this fast. At least I'm going to eat. Might not be talking, but I'm going to get me some food. And my wife just encouraged me, no, the Lord, he's active. You know, he's active. I said, yeah, I'm just. She was right. He may not come when you want him. And we got to understand, he's God. You don't get to dictate destiny. Destiny's not in your hands. 2 years went by after the cupbearer had left jail. 2 full years. 730 days. Slow days. Mundane days. No earthquakes, no words, no angels. No, yea, and the Lord would say unto thee, there remaineth yet 500 days. If you got that, that's good. Now I got something I can check off. The Lord said, yay, and you know, it always sounds more spiritual when you put it in King James. Yay, people prophesy in King James. Yay, and the Lord would say unto thee. Now, you don't talk like that. What's up with the King James prophecy? Why don't you just go on and put it in NIV? Still, God, if the Lord gave you the word, he can speak in 21st century. But we let a yay, and the Lord would say unto thee, yay, and 2,521 more days, and I shall deliver thee. You get that, you're good, because then now you got something to check off. You get your little calendar. All right, I'm down to 499. 2 full years went by with no word. 2 years later, Pharaoh has this dream.
You're listening to Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd, Senior Pastor of Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California, and he'll be right back with the second half of today's message. Remember, you can always listen to Destined for Victory right in the palm of your hand by downloading our free mobile app. The app allows you to select from any of Pastor Paul's recent messages or contact us for prayer. You can also order resources from our online store and even take notes on the daily messages right on your mobile device, so they'll be waiting for you the next time you stop by. Search Destined for Victory in the App Store and download our free mobile app today. If you've ever been abandoned or forgotten by people you love, be encouraged today. God's plan for you without them is better than it ever would have been with them. Let's join Pastor Paul as he wraps up today's message, Unrecognizable.
It says, who can interpret it? None of the soothsayers, none of the sorcerers in the kingdom, none of the spooky folk have a word. And the cupbearer standing there, and he sees all these folk come in, and Pharaoh's frustrated because none of them have a word. And the cupbearer is just like people in your life. Oh! Oh, snap! King! Oh, man, I'm so I was supposed to tell you 2 years ago about this dude in prison. You know why it wouldn't have mattered had he remembered? Because the king hadn't had a dream yet. You all mad at the folk who haven't helped you out. They couldn't help you out of your destiny. Give them a break. God needed them to be forgetful. God needed them to keep disrespecting you. God needed them to keep holding you back from that next promotion. God needed them to keep you from getting that mortgage. God needed that to happen because his plan was bigger than what you would have done with their cooperation. Best case scenario, had he been remembered, had the cupbearer remembered him, told him about the king, had the king been in a especially good mood that day and decided to go against one of his chief servant's wife and let this guy out of jail, so what? He's out of jail to do what? Go back and be a slave. Do you see what I'm saying to you? God's got your destiny in his hands. Quit tripping over folk who are mistreating you. God uses their mistreatment for his own purpose. Quit tripping over your disappointers. Sometimes that's the best folk can do, is disappoint you. They don't want to. The ones that like you, they want to hook you up. They just can't. Stop putting your hope in them. Get out of Diana Ross mode. If you need me, call me no matter where you are, no matter how far. Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. No wind, no rain, no winter's cold can stop me, baby. If you're my goal, ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you. We love it when somebody thinks that way about us. But you're going to live long enough to find folk who feel that way about you. And you let the right mountain show up. And they're not climbing that mountain to get to you. They'll text you from the other side of the mountain. Yo, I wish I could be there thinking about you over here, but I can't quite get across this mountain. Got some things I'm doing, but you be strong. Send. Best they can do. You got to get out of that mode. You got to get out of Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder, Elton John mode. Keep smiling. Keep shining. Knowing you can always count on me for sure. That's what friends are for. In good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for. Stevie, stand up there. Dun, dun, dun. I loved that song too back in 85 when it came out. I loved it too. We love it when people feel that way about us. But I don't care who your friends are, they're not always going to be able to come through for you. There are going to be days your friends just can't cut it. They love you and all, but they can't do it. Fullness of time, Pharaoh hears about Joseph, sends for him. Go get him. Joseph washes, prepares himself to enter the presence of the king. That's why you got to make sure no bitterness, no despair, no anger, that stuff is shaken off of you, because God's going to bring you in front of some folk and they don't need to see that mess on you. Got to get rid of that. God bring you in. God bring some folk into your life and you come up there tripping about everybody who did you wrong. Imagine now, Joseph come up in there. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you finally sent for me, because, man, I'm telling you, I mean, it just wasn't right what happened to me the past 10 years. I'm just saying. Didn't nobody call you up here for that? He come up there like that. The king would say, go back to jail. Get out of my face. He came up there ready. You called for me, sir? I had a dream. Nobody can interpret it, but I heard about you. Heard you can interpret dreams. Joseph's so clear. He's giving God the glory. He's practicing God's prayer. He said, I cannot, sir, but the God I serve. He can tell me what I need to know about what you dreamed. King shared the dream. Joseph interprets it clear as a bell. Listen, I want you to know, word of knowledge, those kind of gifts are still in the body of Christ. God can give you a word out of nowhere that comes directly from heaven. You just got to practice his presence. God will tell you everything you need to know. God will tell you to don't take that plane. Got the best fare. God will say, no, that's not yours. Don't drive down that street. Don't go there today. Not that store. Not that mall. You get home and they've been shot up and everybody's laying around. You got to learn to follow where he leads. Joseph tells him the dream. Not only tells him the dream, tells him the interpretation. And gives him a word of wisdom about what to do. He said, you need to appoint somebody because 7 years of plenty are coming. Appoint somebody over this so that you can budget your prosperity. You know, that's what you need. You need to learn how to budget your prosperity. When God blesses you, you got to learn how to budget that. Not just financially, but it includes financial. You got to learn to budget the time God gives you. You got to learn to budget the energy. It's a resource. We are learning. My wife and I compare notes a lot these days. We're learning in this season of life. You can't just go all the way to the end. You got to hold you some margin. You got to hold some reserve. I can't let y'all run me all the way raggedy. I now got a raggedy boundary. You get my energy till I get up to that. And then the next one ring the phone. Pastor, I need, at the limit. I'm going to pray for you and I'll be to you after a while. Ah, but I'm dying. No. You're going to make it. You'll be all right. If I'm the one who's supposed to minister to you, that's not going to be the day. I'm at the limit. Y'all got to learn where your limits are. That's why you're pushing past that. And God's given you grace for what you need to do now. He's going to give you some for later on, but you got to learn to reserve. And so he taught him how to conserve. He said, you need to point somebody over that. Pharaoh looked at him and said, well, there's nobody in my kingdom as wise as you. And the Pharaoh then said, from this day on, you are second in command in Egypt. The miracle of that is he's not even an Egyptian. But it's God's purpose that's prevailing. I want to let you know the purpose of the Lord is going to prevail in your life. And when he gets you where you're going, he's going to bless you so well that he will not only have developed focus in you, but he's going to develop in you forgetfulness. God so blessed this man who had been so apparently wronged for decades. God so blessed him that when he named his first child, got married in Egypt, he named his first child Manasseh, which means God caused me to forget all of my trouble and all that I went through in my daddy's household. God will not let us take into the next level bitterness and anger. And I'm sick of them folk. And if it's the last thing I do, somebody gonna pay for what I've been through. That doesn't belong in the place of destiny.
Thanks so much for joining us for this Monday edition of Destined for Victory and Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, Unrecognizable. If you missed any of this important message today, remember, you can listen on demand at PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net. We're almost out of time, but before we go, I want to thank you for all you're doing to help Pastor Paul share the love of Jesus through the Destined for Victory broadcast. Your prayers and gifts have helped us grow into a worldwide ministry, one that can be heard on more than 400 radio stations and all over the world at PastorPaul.net. But we don't want to live in what lies behind. Taking our cue from Philippians 3:13, we want to press on towards our high calling in Christ, and we'd love to have you join us by keeping us in your prayers and offering financial support when you can. In appreciation of your generous gift today, Pastor Paul will send you his booklet, Turning Your Test into a Testimony. You know, the trials and challenges we go through are the very things that help us grow. Our mistakes, our past pain, are uniquely designed to bring us closer to Jesus and make us better able to minister to those who may be going through the same things. In this booklet from Pastor Paul, he shows you how your mess can become a message and how your test can become a testimony. That's Turning Your Test into a Testimony, our gift to you this month by request for your generous donation to Destined for Victory. Call 855-339-5500. Or visit PastorPaul.net to make a safe and secure donation online. You can also mail your gift to Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538. Again, that's Destined for Victory, Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538.
Don't try to answer questions you don't have the answer for. Here's what you do. You affirm what you do know. I do know that his grace is sufficient. I do know that his peace will pass understanding. I do know that if I put my hope and trust in him, I'm going to come out all right.
That's tomorrow when Pastor Paul Shepherd shares his message, Unrecognizable. Until then, remember, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.